الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رب صائم ليس له من صيامه إلا الجوع ورب قائم ليس له من قيامه إلا السهر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, as you all know that this is the last Jumu'ah in the month of Ramadan, and there is one or two days left for the completion of month of Ramadan. Who knows if we will get this opportunity again. Once this opportunity finishes, and once this month of Ramadan finishes, nobody can say with certainty and can guarantee that they will be given another opportunity. My dear respected brothers and elders, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that once Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahabas, on the last night of the month of Ramadan, that today the angels are crying, so much so that even the skies and the earth are also crying. The Sahabas inquired that why are they crying? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that they are crying due to the fact that such a month is departing, in which every single day the servants of Allah's dua are being accepted, and now that opportunity will demise. Every single day thousands and thousands of people who were written to be thrown into the fire of hell are being given salvation from the fire of hell. So why wouldn't they cry? Every day from Asr to Maghrib, every fasting person, the angels have been ordered to write reward and naqi and sawab for them until they start. That opportunity will also finish. So the angels are crying, the skies and the earth are crying, because this month is departing. But what about us? Do we feel that we are about to lose something? Or as this month has been a month like any other month, have we really engaged ourselves in ibadah? Have we actually felt the blessing of month of Ramadan? Have we felt the upliftment? And have we felt the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or is this been a month like any other month, which comes and goes? The angels, they can see what's coming and going. But us, my dear respected mothers, elders, we spend this month like any other month. This is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رب صائم ليس له من صيامه إلا الجوع. That there are many fasting people who have fasted during the month of Ramadan, but their fasting is nothing but keeping hungry. They did not earn anything from their fasting. All they have done is they stayed hungry. The sins that they are supposed to refrain from, they kept on committing and indulging in those sins. That the ibadah and the fara'id that they have supposed to be fulfilling, they did not fulfill. So for them, the month of Ramadan was nothing other than staying hungry. وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهَرِ. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that many people have done worship throughout the night, but their worship and their qiyam al-layl was nothing other than staying awake. They received no benefit from it. My dear respected brothers and elders, we need to look deep down. We need to look at ourselves. Are we among those people? Are we among those category of people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed, whom Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that they have earned nothing? Have we been able to restrain ourselves, control ourselves from committing those sins, backbiting, and all the other sins which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited? All we need to do is to do our own hisab. Is to do our own hisab. Look at our a'mal. Look what we have done. And then from there we will realize if we have done good or bad. So my dear respected brothers and elders, the month of Ramadan is about to demise, is about to finish. We still have one night of the odd night in which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised that whosoever worships on those nights, then they will get the reward of more than 1,000 months. And not only that, if we do it properly, then the action, or should I say, the forgiveness that all of us need will be given to us. من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whosoever worships on the night of Qadr, then all his sins will be forgiven. So we still have that one opportunity left. And if it's that night, and we have done proper worship, and we have correctly seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have saved ourselves. Then we have saved ourselves. Otherwise, my dear respected brothers and elders, if we have not managed to get our sins forgiven, like I have been mentioning week after week, then we are doomed. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the same time, His rahmah is very encompassing, very great. But at the same time, when He gives us such ni'mah, there's also wa'id, there's also warning attached to it. So I give you all this, but if even after giving all this, you do not manage to receive this, then the punishment is severe. Punishment is severe. And what punishment is greater than being thrown into the fire of hell? So spending the month of Ramadan, and in spite of that, being written that you will be thrown into the fire of hell, my dear respected brothers, that is the greatest failure. There is no greater failure than that. This is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. That the yardstick of success is not about how much big bank balance we have. It's not about how much properties we can gain. It's not about what kind of degree that we have earned. It's not about what kind of status we have. It's not about how big is our progeny. It's not about how many people listen to me. It's not about how tall I am. It's not about how strong I am. It's not about how handsome I am. It's not about how many cars I have. It's about if we can save ourselves from the fire of hell and get ourselves entry into Jannah, that is the yardstick of success. If we can get that, then we have attained success. If not, then we have earned failure. Then we are doomed. In the hereafter, there is only two abodes. Either Jannah or Jahannam. Either paradise or hell. And for it is from here that we determine what abode we will get. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, His rahmah is great and is bigger than His anger and His la'na. But at the same time, my dear respected my elders, there are certain times where even when we, many examples in this world, when we give everything to the child, we give him PlayStation, this and that, and then when that child is disobedient, we get more angry. I give you all this, and yet you're still not listening. I do all this for you, and you're still not listening. And then we get more upset. So when our nearest and dearest, when they do something, we get very much upset. Why? For the love we have for them, for the things that we do for them. And when they do something, we get very upset. Somebody who we don't know, passing by, he swears at us, oh you packy, oh you this or that. He takes from one ear to another ear. And when someone who's close and dearest, don't call us names, but doesn't do what we tell them, tell them to do something, get a glass of water for me, you can't get it. Huh? How upsetting that would be. How upsetting. This is the same child that I had sleepless night. This is the same child. For Eid he wants this and that, I gave it to him. This is the same child. I used to give him this much fucking money. This is the same child who wanted designer clothes and I went to the extra mile to give it to him. This is the same child that I used my overdraft to pay what he wanted. And now he's telling me, you can't get the water. How hard and how bad that would feel. My dear respected brothers, elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us 70 times more than our mother. 70 times more. That is just to give you an indication. It's much more than that. And what is the proof? The proof is that how many sins we commit, and yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't destroy us. Imagine if we were to disobey our parents like that day in, day out. The amount of sins that we do, if we were to disobey our parents, they'll kick us out of the house. I've had enough of you. Just go, 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 go. That's it, finish. 1-2 days, cry a bit. Forget about him. Why? The amount of disobedience, the amount of headache. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are committing sin day in, day out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much in the month of Ramadan, even outside the month of Ramadan. He's given us so much. And he's given us examples after examples. Look what you've got. Look what's happening in Syria. Look what's happening in Afghanistan. Look what's happening in Sudan. Look what's happening in Africa. Look at you. You have food. So much so that you wasted how many different kinds of food. You're lost for choice. You're spoiled for choice. So much so that you eat so much like me and you have stomach pain. My dear respected brothers, elders, and in spite of giving all that, the health, subhanAllah, just this week, 2 days ago, my brother complaining about his stomach, he's having vomiting. Went to a doctor, found out he's got liver cancer. Found out he's got liver cancer. SubhanAllah. My dear respected brothers, the health that we enjoy, the health that we enjoy, no money can pay for that. No money can pay for that. That is priceless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to us. We just need to look around and we can see what great ni'mah that we're enjoying. And in spite of that, what? We disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day in, day out. Night in, night out. Throughout the days and months we're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't destroy us. It is out of His love. Out of His love. But now and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us a wake up call. So now and then He brings down calamities. He brings down calamities to wake us up. And look what's happening there. That same thing can happen to you as well. Same thing can happen to you as well. This person is inflicted with this pain, inflicted with this illness. Same thing can happen to you as well. This is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ni'matani maghbunun feehima kathirun min an-nas, as-sihhatu wal faragh." As-sihhatu wal faragh. That there are two ni'mat, two great blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where majority of the people are in deception. They think that they will enjoy forever and ever. Number one, as-sihhah, having good health. When a person has good health, he forgets the one day he can become ill. MashaAllah, I don't know if you know him, Brother Tariq, who lives in Howard Street. MashaAllah, he does so much khidmat of the masjid. One can only appreciate when once he is not here with us, how much work he used to do. One Fajr, he was with us just in Ramadan, and he's like, oh, he thought he pulled a muscle and pain. Now he's being hospitalized and he's swollen up and everything. 1 second it took. It takes 1 second. A good man, now 1 second stroke, he's disabled or even dead. Disabled or even dead. It doesn't take long. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that we are in deception. We think that yes, good health, yes, carry on doing this, this, that. Yes, we can win the gold. You know, so healthy we are. And the next second, bedridden, bed stricken. Maybe in a lockdown syndrome. Recently, two people are fighting case. They had stroke. It's called lockdown syndrome. Basically, they can't do anything. They're slightly paralyzed. Although they understand, they can't even speak. They want the doctor to kill him. So they're fighting the case in the court. You hear it on the radio every time. So it doesn't take long. And this person was very healthy and fit. But now he's suffering like this. So my dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us numerous. Just that health. If one looks at that, that is enough for him to get make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, I seek repentance. Oh Allah, I seek repentance. So this is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, this opportunity, we do not know if this opportunity will come again. There is no guarantee. Just need to look back, think. How many brothers were with us last Ramadan? And they're not with us. And I'm sure you will find people whom you know, that you are acquainted with, and they're not with us this month. Just think, ponder. And then you'll realize that we are very fortunate to have this opportunity. So this is why, my dear respected brothers, elders, we still have some nights. Maybe one, maybe two. So take this opportunity, my dear respected brothers, elders. Take this opportunity to seek forgiveness. Take this opportunity to correct yourselves. And take this opportunity to make sure that our sins, that we get our sins forgiven. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us self-forgiveness.